Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Fine Gael TD Kieran Cannon is with us on the line today. Kieran, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
You're not running or rerunning in the next general election, Kieran. Why?
Two reasons, Andrea. The primary reason being that I've done this for 20 years. I've loved every single minute of it. But I'm beginning to fall out of love with something that I've enjoyed immensely. And I don't want to be that TD in 5 years' time who has come full circle and is just not enjoying the work anymore. It's an extraordinary honour and privilege to be elected to represent the people of your local communities. And I've loved every minute of that. And I'm at a point now where I just say, that's it. I've given 20 years of my life to that and I want to do something else. That's the primary reason. Secondary reason is that not alone me, but indeed most other people involved in politics are being subjected to a level of abuse that simply didn't exist 20 years ago. It was there somehow hovering in the background, and it was, you know, you might encounter one or two maybe abusive people in a month. Now it's being fast-tracked onto your phone screen every day through social media. And I've always been, I remain an advocate for social media. I think in general it's a force for good in society, but it's been hijacked by a small number of people, a small cohort of people who want to direct abuse at people who put their heads above the parapet, get into public life, public service, particularly, and I think this is something we really need to look very closely at and address, is that abuse and invective directed towards women. We are seeing every day now my female colleagues across all parties and none putting up sometimes very helpful information on social media, sometimes something about, you know, my policy area they may be working on. And the level of abuse, invective, hatred, misogyny laid bare, directed at them is something we all need to be deeply concerned about. So they were primarily the two reasons why I'm leaving. Okay. Andrea. And, it's, you know, I've enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. Well, you've had a long career. Kieran, you know, and between not just in Fine Gael, but your previously, I know you were in the Shannon and PDs, it's a long tenure. There's no doubt about it. 20 years is certainly a lifetime for sure in any workplace. I'm interested though in, you know, your comments about the falling out of love. And look, I get that, you know, with the job, but is the social, not just social media, but the expectations from the public, the demands and the sort of nearly being ridiculed on social media if you don't meet those demands, or, you know, maybe they don't agree with your policy, or like, is that more of a driving force, Kieran, in this decision?
You see, Andrea, it's a very fine line. You know, you are a public figure. You have put yourself, you have gone out there and, you know, you put your face on, your mugshot on posters, they're up on poles, you've delivered leaflets in people's letterboxes saying, I want to serve you, I want to work with you in making the place we live better places to live. So you are, and quite rightly, needed to be subjected to public scrutiny to see, do you deliver on those commitments? Because ultimately, that's your job. But, and I'm completely open to and supportive of that. And I think that's where, to be frank, the power of social media is a force for good, in that it allows people to engage directly with. And I've always prided myself on, I'm not that person who puts up the post and then just walks away and leaves the debate. I would engage, I would get back, I will talk. We've reached a point now where we are dangerously close to tipping the scales completely in the other direction, where it's not about your accountability as a public servant. It's about directing abuse towards you for whatever reason. And we have to ask ourselves, Andrea, is this because public discourse in general has got more coarse, more abusive, and that social media is simply holding up a mirror to society as a whole? This is who we are. Or is social media somehow amplifying a tiny cohort within society and giving them a platform they've never had before? I think it's the latter.
Okay.
I think it's the latter.
Is it directed mainly at you or your family, Kieran? What you yourself have been subjected
mainly
to?
Mainly at me. Now and again at my family.
Really?
It's not that any one post or comment might just you know, I would find deeply hurtful, unless, you know, there's a myth out there that somehow everybody involved in politics is this thick-skinned beast that doesn't really care what the public thinks about them. They care deeply about what their public, their supporters, their think about them. And it isn't, I have never been able to point out, I wouldn't be able to point out to you, Andrea, one particular post that's it, that's me, I'm off the pitch, I'm gone. It has been a cumulative drip, drip, drip effect of questioning your the very reason why you are involved in politics, that you're not in it for public good, you're in it for another host of reasons, which is simply not the case. I mean, the vast majority, I would say all of the politicians I sit down with and, you know, I meet every day in the corridors of Leinster House, I often sit across the table from members of Sinn Féin, the Green Party, the Labour Party, Independents, because we happen to be sitting at the table having a cup of tea at lunchtime. And this is something that affects all
everybody,
of
us. Yeah. It's cross-party.
And it's cross-party. And every one of those people have come from, they've come from a background of community activism. For them, they've been involved in their local community since they were teenagers, maybe perhaps in their as a young adult. And for them, the next logical step was that role as a public representative, be it as a councillor, a senator, or a TD. And that is still in their heart of hearts the reason why they're involved in politics. Mm-hmm. And let nobody tell you otherwise, because these are the people I meet every day. So for someone to question their very raison d'etre, their trustworthiness and the reason they're involved in politics at all is hurtful. Nobody, I don't question for a moment a person's right and deep-seated right to be able to say, you said you were going to do this, you didn't do it, why aren't you doing it? That's perfectly reasonable, and the more of that we have, the better, because that's a healthy democracy and it's a fully functioning democracy. But when it strays into, you know, calling out your appearance, as it does, particularly directed at women.
Has that been your experience, the sort of personal
No, I've never
attacks.
Had that. No, I haven't had that. No, but once or twice, but, it, you know, so be it. But it's just that kind of drip, 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 cumulative effect where you're saying, I could be doing another job that, you know, would have a societal benefit of some degree. And because I do not have the words TD or councillor, all of a sudden, people's attitude and opinion of you changes overnight, and no longer are you the.
Why would you be bothered with the heartache? When it's directed at family, and you mentioned that has happened in some instances.
It has. Yeah.
That's got to be hurtful, Ciarán. Not just for you, but for your family as
correct.
Well.
Correct. Yeah.
Do they want you to step back? Were they sick of it as well?
No, I mean, my family have always been incredibly supportive of me, questioning my wisdom at times, staying on. But they've been incredibly supportive. Say, if this is what you want to do, we're there. Yeah. We're going to be alongside you. And ultimately, when I made this decision, they said, you know, we wholeheartedly agree with, but we never wanted to force you to a point where you had to make that. I mean, this is something you needed to make on your own, because this is something you love doing, and we know you love doing it, and you needed to make this decision on your own, and I did, and they were wholly supportive of it.
Are you happy with that decision, Ciarán, since you
announced? I'm very happy with that decision.
Yeah.
I'm very
no regrets.
And none whatsoever.
And
what I'd also say, Andrea, is, you know, right now, particularly in the next generation of young Irish people, there are young Irish people, and I know many of them involved in Fine Gael, who are contemplating getting into the political realm for the first time. I would say go for it. You have a huge contribution to make. There is nothing more rewarding than sitting down with like-minded people trying to shape the Ireland of the future, the Galway of the future, the Wexford of the future, whatever it may be. That's hugely rewarding. And yes, the social media aspect of it is a cause for concern. Mm. And I think us as you and me and others who have a voice in Irish society need to call it out. We need to call out the companies who frankly aren't doing enough to solve this problem. They have the resources at their fingertips to solve this problem. Incredibly intelligent software now that can home in on and remove this abusive. But what they're actually doing is, and Francis Hogan, a former Hogan, a very senior employee of Facebook in the US, before the US Senate, before ourselves in the Oireachtas Committee about a year and a half ago, said that they are deliberately seeking out the polarizing posts, the posts that, you know, the them and us posts, the posts that are abusive, and promoting them. They're sending them to the top of people's timelines so that they get better engagement, more eyeballs on the screen. And that's the problem. And, you know, the content itself that is abusive is the, I'm a distinct minority of the content that's out there, but it's promoted to the top. It's actually shown to you more often because it drives engagement, and ultimately it's about eyeballs and screens. And if, unless we call that out, and you know, there's one other point that I'll make as well, Andrea, and Leo Varadkar made this point in his final speech as Taoiseach last week. He said that we need to be able, us as politicians, and in the chamber every week where the public are looking on, we need to be able to find a way of disagreeing better. It's a great statement. It's a great, it's a really pithy, you know, sentence. You know, we're always going to ultimately disagree with one another because we have different viewpoints as to how our country should develop and from a policy perspective. But we need to disagree respectfully.
As in with the opposition?
Correct. As in with
the
opposition.
They need to do their business differently?
Correct. And less of, you know, the kind of shallow, sound-biting kind of, you know, this will get me the front page of the, whatever, the Irish Independent tomorrow morning. Less of that and more contemplative, respectful engagement across the chamber floor.
The opposition, if they were here, Ciarán, would probably, you know, level the same accusation, would they not, at Fine Gael at times
too? They could. And of course could. And he wasn't talking, no, I'm correcting myself, he wasn't talking about the opposition.
Yeah. But in general, politicians.
As politicians within the chamber. And if you look at one, I mean, a country like Canada, for example, where all the politicians from different parties have come together recently and have stressed the importance of collectively condemning online abuse and working towards solutions. I think it needs that sort of cross-party collaborative acknowledgement of the damage that this can do to society as a whole and to the democratic process. And that's what we need to see happening.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, number of messages coming in, Ciarán, from
I'm
people.
Sure
yeah, no,
sure
no, but just actually wishing you well, you know, and best wishes on your, well, I don't want to say retirement, but whatever it is
I'm
you do,
retired.
Yeah, whatever it is you do after after the next election. But I suppose, like, you are one of what, 11 of your colleagues? That's
yes.
announced. It's
yes.
11 Fine Gael TDs, isn't it? It's not going to rerun. Like, it's a huge
and
amount.
All for different reasons. Some of whom have come to the natural end of their careers, you know, and they've given a huge chunk of their lives to public service, and they're saying, "I've made my contribution." Others have said they want to spend. And a lot of people, Andrea, during the COVID phase, during lockdown, got an insight into what a normal family life looks like. Got to spend an awful lot more time with
is
their wives.
Is it still an attractive game, politics?
Ciarán, well,
is
first
it still?
Of all, I would argue it's not a game at all, Andrea. It's something much
well,
more.
Well, I mean occupation,
Occupation. I know it is, and anyone who's contemplating that, be it, you know, young women, young men across the country, go for it. You will find it hugely rewarding. And, you know, we need to get the job work done in solving this online abuse. And not alone as it applies to politicians, but as it applies to young people
yeah.
and society
well,
as a whole.
Just on that, there's a text from a listener who says, you know, the public are relying on the politicians to control social media. So if they can't, who can?
Agree.
Yeah. Another texter says people always said nasty things about politicians. It's about amplifying a minority of a nasty minority. The solution's obvious. Politicians should stop using social media. And please don't tell me it's necessary. It's not. It simply cheapens civil and political discourse, according to this listener. Ciarán, listen, thank you for joining us in the show today. As I said, I was interested in chatting to you, and I knew you'd mentioned the element of just that sort of toxicity and how it's increased in politics today. Ciarán, best wishes with whatever you do. Thank you for joining us here in the programme. That's Fine Gael TD Ciarán Cannon on his reasons for not running or rerunning whenever the next general election is.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.